And then the worship team will come and lead us in praise and worship this morning. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we are grateful for this opportunity to gather together once again. Lord, it's been a long time, 13 weeks since the last time that we've gathered in this space together. It's a significant amount of time. A lot has happened and a lot continues to happen. But I thank you, Father, that you are still God on the throne. You are still exalted, that Abba, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Though our circumstances change, you never change. And we rejoice in that. We place our faith and our trust in you afresh this morning. We surrender to you. We surrender to your leadership of this time. So whether we are here in the sanctuary or whether we're watching or listening now or sometime during the week, Holy Spirit, we invite you to come to exalt Christ as Savior and Lord in our midst, to lead us to a place where we experience his life, his healing, his restoration, and that, Abba, Father, that your kingdom would come here in this place and in our lives, and your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven. May you pour out your Father's love upon us this morning, for we so desperately need you. Father, we look forward to what you have in store for us. Be glorified in this place, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. So good to see all of your faces today. If you would please rise and join us in worship. So as it is our first Sunday back in just about 3 months, I thought we could start off with no instruments, just lifting up our voices in unison as our instrument, all of us coming together. We've all been worshiping, you know, on our own, within our own house, you know, just hearing only your voice or maybe only mine, depending on what how you're worshiping. But to just lift up our voices in unison, and even just for each of us, to be able to be surrounded by the voices of our brothers and sisters worshiping our God together. So we'll start off with, I love you, Lord, and we'll just keep singing it. We'll just keep repeating it until we kind of feel ready to move on, right?
I love you.
I love you, Lord,
Heavenly Father, God, we lift up our voices to you this morning together. Lord, you have heard our voices in these past 3 months from within our individual homes, God, and we were all still unified by your Spirit, Lord, but we just thank you so much that we are able to gather together in person, Lord, to worship you. God, we ask that you would meet us here this morning. As we come here desperately seeking your presence, Lord, we come here desperately wanting to be transformed by you, Lord. God, let us not leave here this morning without being changed. Because if we leave without being changed, then we have not experienced you. Lord, we ask that you would be honored and glorified through the service today, that it wouldn't end here, that it wouldn't stay within this building, but that as we go about our lives, as each of us goes about in our different directions today and throughout the week, that we would continue to be transformed and that the ways in which we have been changed here would affect every single person that we come in contact with as we go throughout our lives, Lord. God, we ask that we would be your church everywhere we go, drawing people to you, loving people the way that you love them, God, seeing people the way that you see them with your eyes and with your heart, Lord. God, we just ask for transformation and even miracles this morning. Pray all of these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
For a minute was I forsaken. Lord, just meet us here, please.
See everybody. God has been so gracious in his provisions through this whole time. As far as I know, everybody's never missed a meal. You know, I mean, there's a lot worse than go on. So we're just grateful today, God, for your many, many blessings upon our lives. You are so good to us. You never fail. And most of all, in your provision of grace and mercy and healing to our soul. We pray you would bless this offering today. We pray that it would be used for your kingdom, in your glory and your honor alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Arms wide open. loving.